Little Dallas Stars doing good.
Wasn't there a hat trick? The sports guy was very excited about it this morning.
Two. People are losing their hats left and right. And others are trying to get big ones. Yeah, I know.
It's a minor.
But that's across the pond as far as our lovely shores nestled by the Gulf of America. Let's do some of those Texas topics. ACM Awards tonight up there at the Star in Frisco. And Post Malone was hanging around in the Stockyards yesterday, gearing up for it. He's actually got a really big weekend. He's got his concert coming up this weekend at AT&T Stadium. That'll be huge. He is up for 5 ACM Awards tonight. And he was up for some Cowtown shopping down there. He was just strolling around, didn't have a posse really much or anything. The Stockyards, and obviously, he is a spottable character. And he posed for many a selfie and Instagram and all that.
Well, it's like the entire Stockyards is its own posse. So do you need to bring one?
That's fantastic. Mm-mm. They got a herd and everything. So, yeah, Post Malone just tooling around, everything like that. The ACM Awards tonight, 60th annual. It will be live streamed exclusively on Amazon Prime. So it's not on the networks right there. It's not on traditional TV. But if you're not a Prime Video member or something like that, you can still go to Amazon Prime and you can see it for free. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. It's also going to be on Twitch. So I'm sure that'll help
with
ratings.
What's the Twitch?
We will have the special correspondent to the show giving you the latest from the ACM Awards coming up 7:47 with Brian Luke on the hotline.
I'm sure it's going to be poignant and intellectual.
Wait. See, I would rather you talk to him. I'll handle the wafers.
Okay,
fine.
Good.
I don't want to put Brian Luke on the show.
So, Granbury may be the celebration capital of Texas, but Austin, well, they've got their own share of shindigs, namely at Elon Musk's home in a swanky upscale neighborhood. The locals are not happy and complain that there is a 16-foot chain-link fence around the property, a security detail that changes 3 times a day, and parties with some sketchy characters wandering around.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that occur much more often when the Tesla mogul is home. Now, he's been in Washington, D.C., but those days of Doge are coming to an end. Things are now so contemptuous, they're going to the city council for a vote. Speculation is he's actually running a business out of the $6 million property. And by the way, Elon really lives very modestly in a $50,000 home outside of Boca Chica.
I saw one of his neighbors, I guess his next-door neighbor, was complaining, and he's part of this, that he was out in his backyard, just kind of out in the skivvies, you know, because he's in his backyard, and all of a sudden, Elon's house complained because they caught him on the security cameras.
That he's in his own backyard?
Here's a skivvies. 100 neighbors versus 1 Elon.
Ooh.
Who's going to win? That's why you need a big fence, right? Congratulations. Texas is now home to a record-setting semi-driver.
Oh.
He drives for Frito-Lay, has for the past 45 years. Not one of the little delivery trucks, one of the Frito-Lay semis. So he goes not just all over the state, but all over the place. Congratulations, David Montague, who, by all accounts, has eclipsed and is the first Texan 4 million road miles. He was awarded this by the Texas Department of Public Safety. In fact, they gave him a police escort home after he notched his 4 million miles. Woo! David Montague says, I love my job, love working for Frito-Lay, and I have, he actually said this, I don't have a chip on my shoulder about anything. Here's to 5 million. There you go. David's got the jokes. Shiny side up, buddy.
So it's something old, new, borrowed, and blue, KB. Wedding season is here. If you're planning to head to the altar, I hope you've been saving your pennies, because the price of a wedding in the great state of Texas, clocking in at an eye-watering $29,964.
Okay. That's not
quite a bit less.
But
this is a bargain. The average American wedding is $36,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most expensive players in the game are the venue, the catering, the band, or the DJ, and the photographer. If you want to save some cash, you can go to Alaska. That's the cheapest in the United States. Or Kansas. That's just $13,519. I mean, if you happen to know a lovely young lady that may be hailing from Kansas.
You know, I think of what Dave Ramsey said on tariffs. Just wait it out.
Long.
I'm going to wait for the prices to go down. Or for the smoke to start billowing.
We have smoke.
In Texas landmark news, a temporary roof will be built over the Alamo very soon. Texas Land Commissioner and the Historical Commission says a pretty big, giant temporary roof will be built over the Alamo because the Alamo roof is old and it's starting to give way. It's not the original roof, of course, but it's been there since, I think, World War II era, I want to say, maybe a little before that. But either way, it will protect all the contents inside of the Alamo while they work on the building. So they say this will be up for about 2 years. Also, update, there's still no basement at the Alamo. Now, down on the coast, there is the funding, the plans, and in the hometown of one Farrah Fawcett, Corpus Christi, Texas, they will be right on the coastline and right next to the Selena statue there in Corpus Christi. They will have a Farrah Fawcett statue. Yes. So that will be weird for a lot of young kids to stare at and deal with things like that. They expect it on the city waterfront there in Corpus, the Farrah Fawcett statue, about 2026. And then unveiling it, they have announced it there at the Peppa Pig theme park in the Mid-Cities, North Richland Hills area, as Mummy Pig, Daddy Pig, and Peppa and George are, of course, celebrating baby number 3 coming up on the way.
Aww.
They will have a gender reveal this Saturday. The news comes just in time for Mother's Day there, the gender reveal on the new Peppa Pig sibling. And all accounts, there will be blue or pink smoke.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with Hank FM.